If you've got your Bibles, we're still in James. And so you can either turn to your Bible, you can grab the one on the seat in front of you, or you can watch on the big screen. We're going to turn to the book of James. Last week we started in James chapter 4. We looked at the first part of that chapter. Today we're going to look at the last few verses in James chapter 4. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation today. I like it for its clarity. And so I'm reading from the New Living Translation, James chapter 4. We're going to be talking about three different points in these very few verses this morning. Point number one is quite simply, do you consider God in your planning? We're going to talk about that as we press through these verses. Point number two, do you realize in the morning, as James is going to remind us, that you get up each morning could be your last? James is going to remind us of that. Point number three comes from the last verse when he says, and the point will be, do you recognize that when God prompts us and calls us to something and we know to do that, we know to do good and we don't do it, James reminds us it is sin. And so we're going to look at these three points this morning for just a few minutes. I'm going to read James 4, 13 to 17, New Living Translation. Follow along if you would. Look here, James writes. Look here, you who say today or tomorrow we are going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. And so James is simply calling to their attention, take notice now for a moment. When you start to plan and you start to figure things and you start to look at the future and you're establishing this, that, or the other thing, he says in verse 14, how do you know what your life will even be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog, he reminds us. It's here a little while, then it's gone. Really, he says, what you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to. Some of your translations will say, if the Lord wills. That should be what we say. If the Lord wills, I will do thus and thus. If the Lord wants me to, I will make these plans and follow through in that planning. James writes, what you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, James writes, you are boasting about your own plans, and all such boasting is evil. Last verse. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. How many of you like to plan events? You like to plan events? You like to plan out your schedule? You like to plan out your week? You like to plan out your year? I know that some of you do. Sherry, I was telling the earlier service, Sherry has a cousin that she won't come. She lives in the cities and she won't come to Motley without a plan. And she needs a plan to get back to the cities. She needs a plan for whatever thing she does. Planning is not wrong. James is not saying that planning is wrong. He's simply inviting us, have we considered God's will in our plans? And so as we think for a moment this morning, friends, James reminds us, when I plan thus and thus, and he uses the illustration in the fourth chapter, if I'm going to go on this journey for a year and I'm going to gain a job and make some money and do thus and thus, he's reminding us then when we establish our plans, is God included in those plans? Have I sought the face of God? Father, this is what is on my mind. Is this on your mind? Is this on your heart? And so James is simply challenging us here. When we plan, we should be including in our planning and in our prayerful consideration, if the Lord wants me to do this or that or the other thing. Now let me ask you this. Have you made plans for eternity? You say, Jim, what do you mean? I'm saying simply, friends, that eternity with Jesus is not automatic. Eternity with Jesus is automatic when you trust Him as Lord. But just to assume arbitrarily, I'm going to trudge through life, I'm going to be a good man, I'm going to be a good woman, I'm going to contribute to my family, I'm going to contribute to my neighborhood, I've not broken too many commandments, I get to the end of my life, I've been a pretty good person, heaven should be automatic. It's not automatic until you've trusted Christ as Lord. Remember what Jesus said, I think I mentioned this to you just a week or so ago. Not everybody that says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he or she that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And so I simply invite you to consider this morning, friends, have we made plans for eternity by repenting of our sin and inviting Christ to be Lord? Most of us have make plans for the day or for the week or for the future. And I know people are planning even today for weddings and graduations and Sherry and I got to make plans to be in Florida at this conference week starting a week from tomorrow. And so I know that we make plans. I know that we got plans if we're ranchers and farmers. We got to plan out the season. And we got kids. We got plans. And we got job changes. We got a plan. And James is simply inviting us to realize that when we plan, have we included God in our planning? That's what he's asking us. Have we included God in my future this week, tomorrow, next week, next summer, or 10 years from now? James is simply inviting us, and I'm asking us this morning, do you consider God's will in your planning? It's easy for us to plan and exclude God. It's easy for us to go forward, and James is just simply asking us, have we considered if the Lord wants us to in that plan? That's what he's asking us to consider this morning from these scriptures. Point number two. When you get up in the morning, do you thank God for the new day and live that day like it could be the last day? You see, James reminds us here, friends, that your life, our life, is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. I've told you this statistic before, but typically the statistics and thinking about eternity, we go through life and we get 40, 45, 50 years old before we ever even think about eternity. And I will guarantee you, I've talked to lots of folks that are a lot older than that that still have never given any consideration to eternity. And James just reminds us this morning, we get up in the morning, we see a little fog. By midday, that fog is typically burned off in our area around here. That's how life is. James simply reminds us, have we planned for life and death and eternal life? We had a little snow earlier this week, didn't we? And four young ladies left NDSU, North Dakota State University, en route to their home in the Twin Cities metropolitan area, and not a one of the four made it home. That accident at Alexandria took all four of them's life. And so you see, James is reminding us, friends, we get up in the morning and we haven't got any guarantee of tomorrow. So our first planning should be, have I made plans for eternity? Have I recognized that God, in His goodness and His grace, has loved me so intently that He sent Christ to die for us? And I need to repent of my sin and place my faith in Christ, God's provision, to be prepared for eternity. And so James is just talking about this idea of planning and the idea of the brevity of life. And first and foremost, friends, We need to ask ourselves, have we planned for eternity to be with Jesus forever? And in everyday planning, our weekly planning, our monthly planning, our yearly planning, where does God fit into that? Does He fit into it? Does He fit into when we plan weddings, marriages, careers, job changes, whatever the larger decisions of life are, even the smaller ones? does God fit into my planning? Because James says he should be. He should be fitting into our plans. He reminds us, what you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, James reminds us, we are boasting about our own plans, and all such boasting is evil. On the front page of your newsletter for March, you will see that the board and I have had our first meeting, the new board of the year. Some of them are new, some of them are existing, were existing board, and we've had a meeting, and we have started to prayerfully consider some plans. You can read all about that. I'd invite you to read about that later, although you could do it now if you want to. We have been considering some plans for our future. We have been praying about some plans for our future. Every church board, every church leader, every pastor, every ministry leader, we should begin by considering, God, what is your will for me? What is your will for us? Or do we just go about our planning like, well, they're doing it. They seem to be having a fair amount of success at this, so we should do that too. Or that seems fairly popular for this time of the year. Do we do it that way, or do we consider, is this God's plan? Is this God's will for us? You see, friends, these are all probably just well and good, but we just need to recognize, is it my plans? Or have I included God in my planning? God wants to be involved in our lives and everything that we do. I've had all kinds of conversation with all kinds of folks lately, and some of them are making plans for these, and I just keep reiterating over and over, have you sought the face of God for your plans? Sometimes they say, why would I do that? Some feel, why would I need to do that? And my standard reply is always the same, because He knows what's best for us. He knows what's right for us. He knows how many days we have left. That's why it's a good idea to always consider what God has in mind for us. Friends, I'll guarantee God will take care of us at a new level if we consider Him in our planning, daily and eternal. God will take care of you and watch over you and guide you at a new level when we surrender it all to Him, because He loves you. He wants to walk with you in life. He wants to guide you and care for you and provide for you and protect you. He really wants to be involved in our planning. Point number three, verse 17. James says, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. I wonder how many times we've been prompted by God to do this, that, or other thing, and we're pretty sure we know it's from God. Pretty sure. And ignored that little voice of the Holy Spirit or that prompting from God. I wonder how many times we've been making plans in life and we feel, well, God's way is probably this way, but I'm thinking I'm going to take this way. We've all been there, haven't we? We've all been prompted by the Holy Spirit of God, or by God, to maybe love our neighbor in a new way. To maybe show them some tangible love. Brother, sister, I know you're hurting. Can I pray for you? We've all been prompted by God to do something somewhere at some time, and we've got a choice to make. Either we go with that prompting of God and do what He asks us to do, or we ignore that. In James, we see in 17, calls that sin. He's prompted me. He's invited me to go speak to my neighbor, to love my neighbor, or whatever else it is. And I'm a little busy today, God. I'm just gonna leave that one up to somebody else. He's invited us. He's prompted us to do something that He wants us to do. and we brush it off. James reminds us when we've been prompted, when God is asking us to do something, we know it's to be done for Him, and we don't do it. James reminds us it is sin. You see, friends, God has a plan for our lives when we've trusted Him as Lord. God has a plan for our lives too. You remember the greatest commands He talks about in the New Testament? There's a couple of them. You remember them? What are they? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. He says this is the greatest command. And to love our neighbor as ourself, He said, is just like the first command. And so He has plans for us too. He has plans for us to be part of His plan. And some of that is simply going to love my neighbor. It may be to whatever He prompts you to do. If you live beside somebody that's elderly or whatever, it may be to shovel their walk. It may be to take them a meal. It may be say, I know you're going through a tough time. Can I pray for you? God has a plan for us to love our neighbors, and we ignore God's plan for us. We ignore His prompting in our mind, His prompting on our heart. James reminds us it is sin to know what we ought to do, and we don't do it. God has plans for His people to reflect the image of Jesus. God has plans for us, His people, to go and make disciples. The Great Commission from Matthew 28, 19 and 20. He challenges His believers, His followers, go and make disciples. Now you say, Jim, I'm not an evangelist, I'm not a missionary, and I blame sure ain't no preacher. But you've still got a story to tell about what Jesus has done for you. And so we tell our neighbors, we tell our family, we tell our loved ones, can I tell you what Jesus has done for me? When He prompts us, friends, to share the love of Jesus, to love our neighbor, to love Him with all of our heart, and we don't do it, James reminds us just by that act of omission, it is sin. And of course, we remember the study from the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus said, but I say to you, love your enemies. But I say to you, pray for those that persecute you and despitefully use you. We remember those verses from Jesus, don't we? And God prompts us to pray for our enemy, and we say, you kidding me, God? It's my enemy. You think that's what I'm going to do? And yet Jesus said that's in the plans for us. As His follower, as His disciple, we can get there with His guiding and His grace. And we know when we put the Sermon on the Mount and James is teaching here in verse 17 together, we know that when Jesus has instructed us to pray for those that despitefully use us, we know that's good. And we know that James, what James just said here, said to us here by applying that to somebody and ignoring that prompting from God, well, we're not doing what God wants us to do, are we? And so you see, friends, there's a whole lot of things that God has in plans for us too, to grow in Him, to grow in the likeness of Christ, to be holy people. His plans are for us to forgive those that have trespassed against us. That's His plan for us, friends. That's what His Word says. And so God's got this plan for His followers. And James reminds us that it's sin when we know what God wants us to do and we don't do it. And so you see, friends, James just reminds us here this morning that God wants to be in our planning. He wants us to be mindful of what His plans for us are. God just wants to be included. He just wants us to include Him in what we do. And I suspect we've all got a story or two where we've been prompted along the way by God and we didn't do it. I suppose we've all got a story or two. I've heard pastors, Pastor Ori reminded us over and over at Leader when we were there at the Mennonite Church. He was prompted by God on numerous occasions to go see a man. He knew he was probably dying, but he just didn't have the time or take the time. And then, as he told us over and over from the pulpit through tears, he died. God was prompting me to go see him, to tell him about Jesus, and I didn't do it. And so I suppose we've all got stories to tell about, I've felt the prompting of God to do this or that. We didn't do it. Well, you know what? There's good news. He's going to give us another chance. He's going to prompt you to do something else. He's going to prompt you, first of all, to make plans for eternity. He's going to prompt you again to love your neighbor as yourself. He's going to prompt you to be that follower, that man, that woman of God that he wants you to be. You see, friends, he just wants to be in your plans. He just wants to be in your plans of what you plan for today and tomorrow. And sometimes we're trying to plan and we're trying to include him and we're wondering why he doesn't show up. I know that too. We're wondering where was he, and when we're trying to make these plans or that. And I just want to say this to close, then we're going to sing. Where are you at today in your planning? Does God get a say in your planning? Does God get a say in your plans for tomorrow, this week, and eternity? He'd sure like to have a word. He'd just like to have a word with you about that. And so I just want to ask you this morning, where is God at when you're planning?